This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrone.com. It's great to be with you. Today we're going to talk about the 1,000-year reign of Christ, which is commonly called the millennium. Now, there are two aspects of the millennium we have to consider when we study this topic. There's the viewpoint of Israel, God's chosen people, and there's also the viewpoint of the nations who will be on the earth during this time. And there's a great difference between these two viewpoints, and we have to consider them. Throughout Scripture, there is a lot of information that describes the blessing of Israel during this time of national blessing. That's what the millennium is. They will be the ruling nation of the world during that time, and they will be very rich. Jerusalem will be the trade center of the world, and all nations will bring their wealth and their goods into it. The conditions in the land of Israel will be almost unbelievable in their perfection. In Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6, we read this, "The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. A little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." So when we consider that time, we see that all the animals will go back to a vegetable diet very similar to what it was like before the flood. But notice it's in the holy mountain that this takes place. As far as I can tell from scriptures, these wonderful conditions will only be confined to the land that was promised to Abraham and to his seed. Of course, with the nations of the earth, things will be much different. Now, can you imagine a righteous rule being enforced in the world today? Look at all the difficulties we have throughout the world today. Even in the United States, we have a wonderful constitution, but it's been violated so many times, and there's not really great rule anywhere in the world. In Isaiah 60, we read about gross darkness that will be upon the people of the earth during that time. If they want light, they have to come to Israel to get it. They will be in subjection to Israel, and those who rebel will receive divine judgment. They will perish. The nations will have to pay a large tribute to Israel. Some of them will be trodden down. They will be servants and will be building walls and cities and other menial tasks. They will be vine dressers, plowmen, and shepherds for Israel. Read Joel 3. It indicates that there will be actual slavery, and Micah 7 tells of these slaves being sold. Psalm 2 and Isaiah 60 both give a picture of these conditions, but there is a bright side also. For if a Gentile wants light, he will receive a great reward. Read Isaiah 56:5. Now please go look at these scriptures on your own. After the 1,000 years is finished, there will be a rebellion against this rule, as we read in the book of Revelation, and the Lord Jesus will destroy them with the breath of his mouth. There's a lot of information. If this is new to you, please search and see if these things are so. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrone.com.